Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to talk some dogs.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Oh, are the Dogs just another SEC team, or do they still have championship medal? We'll talk about it. Mike, let's hear from Kirby Smart, because he is trying to focus on the game at hand, and that is Tennessee. If you missed our interview with Rusty Manziel, Rusty says they have to put together a complete game. It's online at odyssey.com. Kirby was talking about, you know, it's harder on the road in the SEC than in the NFL. Listen to this.
It's harder in the SEC to play on the road at offensive line tackle and some of those positions that are timing positions and snap count positions than it is in the NFL until playoff. Because I coached in the NFL. Coach Saban coached in the NFL. We talked about it all the time. The games are not, they're corporate. They're not the same type noise in the regular season. You know, you get in the playoff, they catch something like that. But it's a big advantage in terms of get off, and it basically highlights your run game. Because if you can run the ball on the road, you protect so many things from happening, bad things from happening.
He's right. He's absolutely right. And what he's saying is, again, these environments that, you know, we're just so used to, especially in the SEC.
Right.
When you see guys jumping off sides or, you know, false start, that's the crowd effect. And Georgia, by the way, fans, we need to have that effect on Saturday.
Some guys got in their bag when Kirby called them out, you know, for bringing some more heat. But, you know, I've got the phonetic spelling. See, I got the phonetics. I do Polynesians worse than West Durham does Polynesian names. Anyway, but yeah, as far as Nico, he's got the concussion protocol, yes. But we're still waiting to get clarity on that. One of their wide receivers is banged up. But, you know, I can't imagine, you know, him not playing in this one. And by the way, scenario, kind of a – let me tell you, is this a good or bad scenario? Georgia, of course, lost to Ole Miss. Ole Miss has two conference games left. Georgia plays their final conference game against Tennessee on Saturday.
Okay.
Ole Miss has Florida and then Miss State in the Egg Bowl. They finish with the same record. Ole Miss goes – if it comes down to, let's say, it's Texas, and they beat A&M, Tennessee gets beat. Yeah, potentially you could have Georgia being knocked out of the SEC championship, and Ole Miss would go in to play Texas. But the good news is maybe it's not the worst thing, because if you get that third loss in the conference championship, maybe that keeps you out of the playoff. Mm. So kind of like how Alabama wasn't in the SEC championship but still found a way
to get in.
And Georgia's done the same. I'm just saying, to be a two-loss team, presuming that you don't lose to Georgia Tech and you don't lose to UMass, you know, you're not hopefully – and Tech, that's no cakewalk. We've discussed that. But the argument being, Carl, let somebody else trip up in the SEC championship, and then maybe you are hosting a playoff game at Stanford Stadium.
That's way to think about it. Now, look, Kirby's not going into any of these games. He wants to win out. But to your point, maybe that is how you're thinking about this.
Because Tennessee, you'd be tied with Tennessee, yep. But you'd have the tiebreaker over them by virtue of a win on Saturday.
Yeah, that's interesting. Hey, are the Dogs, Mike, just another SEC team right now?
There's a lot of guys that are all the same. You know, Texas showed you their vulnerabilities against a good defense when they lost to Georgia. The Aggies showed you can run on them by what South Carolina did. Tennessee, I thought, you know, we talked about it. Nico's kind of like, you know, been a roller coaster getting back into it. I don't think they're, you know, they're not finesse. They're more physical. I think it's wide open. Georgia is basically, to me, they're right in that line with all those teams. All those teams have shown warts this year.
I do think they're being viewed as that because of the two losses. but I don't still think they are that. I think winning championships, playing for championships, being a contender year in and year out in the SEC puts you a level above. Georgia, we said this, guys, has become the standard. For all the conversation about Texas earlier in the year, I said this to you. They hadn't experienced this.
Right.
Georgia still has that on their side. The problem is they just haven't played like
it. And don't write off Alabama. They're going to go into Oklahoma. They're talking about, like, Venable's on the hot seat now in Oklahoma. He's just fired, he's firing assistant coaches.
Well, the AD just came out and said, we have the right coach. He wants to settle that down.
The dreaded vote of confidence.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Alabama wraps up with Mercer, Oklahoma, and then Auburn. And so Alabama still could find a way to be in there. We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.